The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever been sleeping real hard, just that good sleep, and then you wake up scared? I forgot to do something. Oh my God, I'm late for work. I hate that feeling, but at least it's Friday. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
My daughter did that this morning. She called me. Mom, did you... I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, never mind. And just hung up the phone.
Whatever.
Freaked me out. I'm looking around because she wanted me to go to the washing machine and move. There's nothing in the washing machine. She's like, I don't know what happened. Automatic did it to me last week.
I was
going to
say, she gets it from me because I live in a constant state of panic because I'm always thinking, did I forget to do that? Did I do it?
He screamed in the morning. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. He's running around. I'm like, oh my God, we forgot to do something major with the show. And he's literally half dressed. I'm up screaming with him. And then he said, oh, I did it.
I don't know if I was dreaming about it, but this happens at least once a month.
Oh my God. Well, what did you forget anything? Have you ever?
No.
I think I'm dreaming about forgetting to do stuff for the show, and then I'll wake up in a panic, and then I have to wake Dana up because I'm like, because oh my God, I can't believe I forgot
alone.
This. It's
can't
not going to work.
Alone.
It's we're going to be.
Oh, and, yeah, and, when Dana's the calm one, you're in trouble.
Exactly. Because I'm the one always worried. I know that you've said, Aunt, you've woken up sometimes, you thought it was nighttime, but you thought, oh my God, I was late for work.
Yeah, for sure. That happens when you like, well, I wake up around like usually like around sunset time.
Yeah,
so either way it goes, like if you oversleep at 6 p.m., it just sends shockwaves up through your body. But I'm not like at a big point in my life where I'm just like, hey, it is what it is.
What
is?
I'm late.
Yeah.
I feel good. I slept good. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick it off with National Astronaut Day.
Hey,
yo. Salute to those guys.
Shout out to the guys exploring
On this day, in 1961, the first American, Alan Shepard, broke bonds with Earth and floated above our planet. All right? We also got National Space Day, too.
I'm scared of space. I want to go
there. What?
Why would I want to go?
At some point, we're going to have to go live somewhere else in space. Because
I'll be long gone and dead before that comes about.
The sun's going to burn out in 5 billion years.
Okay.
We will not be here.
Exactly.
But hopefully Earth will be, and we'll be living somewhere else.
All right. Oh, well, something you might enjoy then. No Pants Day, y'all. It's No Pants Day.
The day Otto was panicking, he had no pants on. Running around the house like a crazy man. My favorite No Pants character,
it better
the
be me.
Oh. No, the Grinch.
Oh, me and the Grinch are kind of the same.
Yeah, come on, you really are.
The Grinch.
What else we got?
Oh, we'll wrap it up on Cinco de Mayo.
Come on, Dave, trying to skip over Cinco de Mayo. Tequila and tacos and all this greatness that's going to happen today.
Cinco de Mayo is, of course, the yearly celebration. This commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire at the Battle of Puebla in 1862, led by General Ignacio Zaragoza. By the way,
it's also a great excuse to drink and party.
It is, but those French people were bringing some weapons to help the South, the Confederacy, the traitors, defeat the United States because they were fighting, you know, over slavery. And luckily, Mexico won, and they had to go back. Now, they came back, and they won later. But it doesn't matter. They stopped the weapons from being delivered to the South.
Okay.
Therefore, the United States won the war.
We have tequila and tacos.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We keep seeing these kids hurting themselves from participating in these TikTok challenges.
Yeah.
So parents, it's not the fact that they're doing these stupid things, because we always did them. Yeah, we did them. We were little. It's that the stupid things are being amplified by social media. And to be honest, parents aren't monitoring what their kids are doing. So let's talk about that now.
The Parent Score.
I have a list of the top 3 apps that will allow you to monitor every move your kids are making. In fact, one of them will show you everything they type on their keyboard.
Oh.
Everything. And we use that one.
There's some jealous woman right now thinking, tell me this app. Tell me this app.
Well, you can use it for your partner. But if you're in a relationship where you need these apps, you probably shouldn't be in it. This is more for parents to monitor their kids. We've seen more and more children being hurt. We just reported earlier this week, a young boy, he lit an aerosol can on fire, burned 80% of his body.
Oof.
He's currently in a medical coma. This kid is 16 years old, star football player.
The stories that I hate to see are the ones where like some little girl's talking to an older man or something like that.
Oh, automatic. Thank you. Or a little boy talking to somebody they think is a friend, and then they end up being kidnapped. So it's a very serious conversation. Number 3 app, it's called Net Nanny.
Oh. Net Nanny.
So you download it either for your Android or your iPhone. It allows you to set different parameters. It allows you to turn their phone off at a certain time. It allows you to see where their phone is. So they say, I'm over here at Emily's. But you see, they're really at Brian's.
How much does this app cost?
So it does have a base fee of $9.99 a month. It goes all the way up to $50 a month.
Yeah, for the same subscription of Netflix. Or even less now, right?
You could even monitor less your child. Now. There yeah, I go. Think it's a good idea. Do you feel that monitoring your kids is an invasion of privacy?
Heck no.
Automatic says no.
No, I love monitoring my daughter. It's my job as a parent to know where she's at, to know what she's doing. And now that they have a whole other tool to accomplish all kinds of other devious things.
That you used to do when you was little.
Exactly. I need to watch her. I need to make sure she's being a good kid.
There are more risks now when it comes to the internet and stuff like that, because you hear of like old people getting scammed and young people getting scammed too when they get access with their parents' card. So I don't have a child, but yes, I think it's perfectly okay to monitor what they're doing when it comes to social media.
Parenting.
I got some pushback on Instagram saying you should be able to trust your child. Mm. We just removed the app from our daughters. And I still monitor her stuff. I still have everything set up where I can look at it. It's not that I don't necessarily don't trust her, but kids make mistakes like we all did. And I want to be able to talk to her about it and warn her if something doesn't look right. So the number two app is called Bark. It's new. It's highly rated that I saw the ratings. It also starts at about $8.99 a month and can go up to $69.99 a month. And it allows you to see what your kids are doing. But the number one is the one we use.
What's it do for the premium package? Spank your kid?
Yeah. It says Bark.
Tells you how to parent?
Bark. I don't know. But the number one app is the one that DJ Automatic and I used for our daughter, Qstodio.
And I've used it since she was probably since she got her phone, so about 10 years old.
Yeah, when she got her phone. And of course, we didn't allow her on the internet or anything at that age, but still, we wanted to monitor everything she was doing. Qstodio allows you to see everything, their location, what app they're on, and even texting. Every single thing your child types on their keyboard is shown to you on the app. And I know it's a lot, but...
It's $50 a year.
And I think it's paid worth it. For, it's a little more than that now.
Did you guys ever go through your daughter's phone and not find something you were looking for? Like, I've gone through a woman's phone and then it felt bad because I was like, oh, didn't find what I was looking for.
I did, and I found some odd text, and I don't even know if I should talk about it. I guess I will, because you don't know which daughter. I have three daughters. There were kids on her text messaging. They were talking to a little boy, and one little girl said, oh, I can't talk to you because you're brown, and my parents said I can't talk to brown boys. And another little girl said mine too. And our daughter was like, I could talk to whoever. She didn't understand what was going on.
Got
and
we it. Had to have
a conversation. She was also about 10 years old.
A little racist group chat.
And I was like, what the hell is this?
It turned into a very long discussion.
Yeah, we had a big conversation with her. She was like, I don't understand. I said, I'm glad you don't understand.
And the other thing I wanted to be like, do these kids know you're brown?
There's that.
Right, exactly. I'm glad she didn't get hurt. She didn't get hurt. All right, if you'd like the list of these apps, and I know you do, hit the follow button on Instagram at Dana Cortez. Shoot me a DM, and I'll send you the name of the app.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The evolution of Cardi B. Are we going to get to watch her on HGTV or the Food Network? I got big news, and I'll play the audio for you right now. It's the best gossip daily dirt brought to you by Lowe's. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Adele celebrating her birthday. Hey. Chris Brown, Danielle Fisher, who used to play Topanga, and Vanessa Bryant celebrating her birthday as well.
In case anybody's out there looking for a house, Drake's in Beverly Hills is for sale. Just $88 million.
Oh.
God, so much money. It's 24,000 square feet. 10 bedrooms, 18 bathrooms, tennis court, movie theater, wine cellar, gym, elevator, and more.
Think about it, though. His house in Toronto is like way more expensive and way nicer. Yes.
I'm jealous. All right, check the photos of Drake's casa.
And I'm telling you right now,
Instagram in my story.
What? Drake's a billionaire. He doesn't talk about it, but he is a billionaire.
I'm telling him that. IRS is listening. Baby. All right, now we're going to move on. We're going to talk about Snoop Dogg. He was on ESPN, and the interviewer asked him, who had a bigger cultural impact on hip-hop, West Coast or the East Coast? Here's what he said.
Definitely East Coast, because East Coast started hip-hop.
Yes.
This has the biggest impact. Where it was born, where it was developed, is always going to be the biggest impact, right? Because that's the epicenter, that's the foundation, that's where it began.
Hip-hop born in the Bronx, and now it's worldwide. Literally the most popular music on the planet.
That's the thing I love about Snoop. He always tells it like it is.
For an example of how far the influence from East Coast to West Coast has stretched, you know, Jay-Z actually wrote Still Dre, which is Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's one of their biggest songs.
Yeah. Facts right there. All right, now let's talk about another hip-hop artist, Cardi B. Will she be coming to the Food Network? Not with this recipe she got off TikTok. Listen to the ingredients.
So I put my sausages in there, put lots and lots of hot sauce, a little bit of red pepper. Now I'm chopping some pickles, All right, so we add the pickle juice in there and some jalapeno. Yeah, put the juice in there. It's a mess, but
sounds disgusting, right? Here's the moment. She asked her husband, Offset, to taste it. What does it taste like?
Taste it. Taste it. Good? Or is that like, whatever?
Oh, good.
So he said it's good. He's not going to lie. Hey! That stuff looks nasty. She put egg in there and everything else. Now, have I ever made anything that you absolutely hated, DJ Automatic, and you did not tell me it was gross?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
And I wouldn't
admit it if I could.
I was laughing looking at Cardi B, I almost called it a B word. I was laughing looking at the meal she prepared because the only thing that was up was the salad. Damn, you know what? I'm done.
I was going to say, that joke failed four times.
I was going to make a sodium calorie intake joke with the song Up.
No. Just go watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be right back. That's your Daily Date.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Mercury in retrograde got you down. One of the biggest fast food chains is giving away free food while it's happening. We'll tell you now in food news. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Friday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Mr. To-Go Plate.
Ooh.
Two to-go plates? Two, those. All right, we're going to start off with a very serious hashtag. Francisco Oropesa, the man accused of gunning down five people in Texas, including a 9-year-old boy, was captured earlier this week, just a few miles from the crime scene. His partner, Divimara Nava, she appeared to be cooperating with authorities, but it was actually discovered she was helping him hide and trying to aid him to escape to Mexico, where, by the way, he's been deported four times already. My question is, someone who's been deported four times, okay, he's back in the country, how's he get a gun? We need to reform immigration so we know who's here, the good people stay, the bad people go back.
I'm going to take a left turn here, but day before yesterday, we had another mass shooting in Atlanta, and the guy had actually been discharged from the Coast Guard because of his mental health, yet he had a gun.
I don't know. What can we say? What more can we say? What more can we say? It's the guns. All right, and in food news, DJ Automatic.
I'm sorry, y'all. I failed you guys.
What?
Wendy's has been giving out free food and doing BOGOs, and I didn't even know about it until now. Because Mercury's in retrograde, they have the Mercury menu. And on this menu, this week, you can with any purchase, you can get crispy chicken nuggets for free.
For free?
For free, yeah. And next week, you can get fries for free.
But yeah, you did fail us. This has been going on since Mercury retrograde started. You know how many bad things up? This is a good thing.
It is. So it's going on until May 14th. So get your free stuff at Wendy's.
Pay attention to your Wendy's Twitter. That's where you failed to say.
Yeah, I hope the Frosty machine stays working, dog.
Frosty doesn't break.
Last time I went by one, they didn't have it, dude. It hurt my heart, bro.
How good is fries and Frosty together?
So good. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, it's National No Pants Day, y'all. Hello.
My kind of day. Let it hang out.
Automatic gloves running around the house with no pants on. Just our room. He don't leave, but still, I'm just like, what are you doing? He thinks it's sexy.
It is. Shout out
to space and all the accomplishment that space exploration has achieved. It is National Space Day, along with National Astronaut Day, too.
Hey! Salute to those people.
Yep. Shout out to astronauts out there and young people who are involved in STEM who want to explore the universe.
Hey, now. And let's wrap it up on Cinco de Mayo.
Hey! Yeah. All right. Obviously, this commemorates Mexico's battle. The Battle of Puebla with France, which I want you to notice, France was bringing weapons to the treasonous Confederacy. Luckily, because Mexico beat
Can
them.
Can we have fun today?
Yes, yeah, but
how about this?
So
listen, how about this?
This.
No,
you're right.
They beat them, and the U.S. won. They beat the Confederacy because of that. But you want to have fun now.
Okay. That's right.
What's your favorite tequila?
My favorite. Oh, gosh. No, tequila. I don't even drink tequila.
I love tequila.
My favorite tequila would be Casamigos.
My favorite kind is free.
Ew, you like that cheap alcohol?
I don't hang out with the cheap alcohol people, okay?
Yes, you do. I've seen you give those shots
beggars
away.
Beggars can't be choosers either.
My favorite thing to consume, tamales, tacos, and tamales and tacos. Yeah, let's celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.